Welcome to The Morning Shave. I'm your host, Dan Ryder, and I'm coming to you from West Virginia, the Confined Space Studios. It is good to be back. We have had a pretty big week. Now, if you're listening to this on iTunes, thank you. Rate me, listen, share, review, repeat. Guys, we're on iTunes. That's not a bad thing. Did it take me way longer than it should have to figure that out? Yeah, it did. It absolutely did. But we're there. We made it. So if you're, you know, running a 5K right now and you're listening to this, thank God. Just take a little Easter break and say, thanks, God. This is really great. I got my favorite show on iTunes now. I can take it anywhere. I can share it with everybody I come across. You're waiting in line at the store. Hey, have you guys listened to The Morning Shave? This is a pretty good show. You should probably, and it's on iTunes. It's super easy to find. So that was probably the biggest news of the week. We also had a pretty good fundraising week. Some of you out there helped me raise some money for St. Jude's. I think we raised a couple hundred bucks. It wasn't for anything in particular. It was just kind of a, you know, those guys, I've always supported St. Jude. When I was a kid, we used to do Mathathon, and the charity was always St. Jude, so I always thought that was cool. And I've stuck with it. So anyway, that was really cool. So everybody out there that contributed, thank you so much. If you still want to, I think there's a link on the Facebook page, or you can just Google search how to give money to other people, and I'm sure you can find it. We've got new content on the website. I wrote a piece about the media, and I don't know, it doesn't seem like a whole lot of people read it. So maybe there's issues finding it, or maybe you guys just are so busy with all the other stuff you're doing, you don't have time to read 1,000 words about the media. But I do take on some of the giants, some of the conservative giants, and I don't know, it was fun to write, I can tell you that. So I am still looking for people to write stuff for me or for the website. You can either post it anonymously, or you can post it, you know, under your pseudonym or however you want to do it. But yeah, I want to get more, you know, I want there to be written content as well as audio. So be standing by. If you have a brain or something to say, let me know. And, you know, send me a copy of your work and we'll get it up. It's really not that hard. All right. So on iTunes, St. Jude, rate, listen, share, tell people. That can only mean one thing. It's time for this week's gimmick. It sounds like I'm pouring this beer into a toilet or I'm pissing from the top of a stool. I'm not. I'm drinking from my Dunedin Brewery Oktoberfest Liederstein, and it's a herky cup. This thing is made in Austria, and I think it's real crystal. I don't know. You pay $25 down at my friends down at Dunedin Brewery down in Florida. Pay them like $25, and you get to fill your stein all night. It's pretty cool. But I've got a whole lot ahead to get through. Before I can tell you about the beer. So while we're doing that, Pabst APA. That's right, Pabst Blue Ribbon. The people that brought you Pabst Blue Ribbon, they released a new beer. I think it's a new beer. American Pale. I bought a six-pack. It was 16 ounces, and I think this is a very tasty beer. I had a couple last night around the campfire with my wife, and I think it's quite good, actually. It kind of reminded me of the All Day IPA by Founders. Pretty easy drinking. Doesn't knock you on your ass or anything like that. But just a well balanced, refreshing beer. The can sucks. I don't know. I don't know who their graphic artist was. Boy, I sure hope it wasn't like some kid, you know. Or like somebody with disabilities, like got to design the can. But it's very hokey. It strikes me as being very hokey. But it's a good beer. So if you're out there and you see the Pabst APA, stop and grab some. I'm going to have a sip through the foam. There's still a whole lot there, but I didn't get anything but foam. I'll let you know when that dies down. I'm going to stick my greasy forehead fingers in there. Nobody's told me yet that I shouldn't say that because it's disgusting, but I assume there's people puking as we speak. All right. So as part of the gimmick, I got so legitimately excited this week because of the return of Roseanne. Roseanne was a show that I watched with my parents. It is what sold me on John Goodman being one of my favorite actors. Such a good show. It was funny. It would pull at your heartstrings. It was just a very well-balanced show. And I tell you what, a lot of reboots suck. This did not miss the mark. It was like no time had passed. It had been like 21 years since it had been on, which is bananas because that tells me that I'm getting old. But yeah, it was awesome. The timing, their comedic timing did not lose a step. And that was really, really impressive to me. It wasn't a bunch of like reruns of old jokes. They had, you know, they acknowledged that Dan died in the last episode of when the series was first on. And they just kind of, they made a little CPAP joke about it and moved on. It was good. They didn't turn it into a big thing. It wasn't jumping the shark. It was a really good show. Now, of course, this had to turn political because that's just where we live these days. So I guess I should stop waking up every day expecting it to be different. Conservatives claimed it as theirs. You know, it was a vindication of Trumpism, you know, that the show had tremendous ratings, which no one in the world gives a fuck about. But the show did very well, and for good reason. It was a great show. And I don't expect it to fall off at all. But conservatives were immediately, see, this is what we need. I reckon November will tell if that's the case. Roseanne does play it's the picture of the blue collar family just outside of Chicago in the era of Trump. It's President Trump rather. And they're a Trump family. So anyway, conservatives are jumping all over it. And of course we had to turn this political. And of course liberals were like, boycott the show or it's tongue in cheek. You know, it was like, it just turned into this whole thing. And it just, God damn, like, we have to shit up everything nowadays, and turn it political. And I get it. Like the way that our news cycle works and the speed at which information is shared, it pretty much keeps politics on the front burner. But man, I go back and forth because I like that, that people, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, but I like that people are engaged in that people want to talk about politics more. I think that's very important. But man, it used to be like you go to the movies and you'd watch TV and it was just kind of a cool way to zone out. And now it's creeped into that. And people said the same thing during the NFL protest, that, you know, I just want the players to play football and they, you know, I don't want them doing the political thing. A lot of conservatives said that. While I don't agree with that, I do understand that stance. Like, I understand that I want people on the left to try to hear this a little bit better. You go to work, let's say you have a blue collar job, right? We're all blue collar here. And you go to work and, you know, it's not that much fun, but you're doing what you gotta do so that you can put bread on the table. And, you know, you gotta balance, you know, kids and taking them to all their practices and auditions and whatever it is you have them into. You know, you got to do dinner and bath and brushing teeth. And it's just like, it's a nightmare. And you get stuck in this, you just get stuck in this rut. And then Sunday is like your day to just chill and decompress and come home from church and like, just watch football. And then it has to become in your mind, a lot of people's mind, like, this whole political thing. Like, I don't want to think about politics. I just want to watch this game that I love. From that perspective. I get it. I personally don't feel that way. I love that people are using their platform to share their message and to share their thoughts. I think it's very important to do that. But I do understand people just wanting to zone out. I do get that. So I don't know. It was something that I thought a lot of people on the left kind of disregarded, you know, is like people just were trying to shut up the athletes or shut up actors or shut up, you know, whoever. And in one breath, I kind of get it, where I just want to go to the movies and I don't want to, it would be nice to not think about national politics for a few minutes. But that's not where we live. That's not how we live. And I certainly do not condemn anyone for using whatever platform they have, be it a podcast or, you know, a soccer pitch or a football stadium or a baseball park to share their message or to share what's important to them. So, Colin Kaepernick, you get a salute from this guy. I love it. I can't give you a contract. Oh, he's not. He could probably be a graphic designer for me, or help me with the tech. If he's not, I don't think he's playing. So if you want to come to the studio and hang out, man, it's out there. Come by. I'd love to pick your brain. And if you could show me how to get, you know, kind of get more efficient at getting this stuff up, that'd be great. So Colin Kaepernick, if you're listening, hit me up, man. I would love to have you in the Confined Space Studios here. The other thing I wanted to review, hey, the head's gone on the beer. Let's have a taste. I don't know if I was kind of churching that up a little bit. I don't know if you could hear me drinking it. Like I said, very good beer. I recommend it. Go out there and get it. You have, let's see here. It looks like you got about 6 hours to go out and buy it if you live in a blue law state. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till after Jesus is risen to buy your next fix. The other thing I wanted to talk about was Game Over Man. Netflix released a movie with the guys from Workaholics called Game Over Man. Again, I thought this was just going to be, you know, Workaholics kind of started to suck in the later episodes. I thought it was just going to be a repackaging of that. And to some extent, it probably was. But I got to tell you, I laughed my ass off at Game Over Man. It was so funny. And the best part about it was the triumphant return of Daniel Stern. That's right. The voice from The Wonder Years, one of the henchmen from at least two of the, what were those, Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone. He was the non-Joe Pesci henchman. That movie was so funny. The dude, he gets his wiener chopped off, and you think he's dead. This is a spoiler. He gets his weenie chopped off, and he gets his own catchphrase in the movie. So I can't recommend enough Game Over Man. I would not, however, watch it with your kid in the room, because it's not that kind of movie. I learned that the hard way, but it was damn funny. So watch it. Once you're done listening to the show, watch it. TiVo, Roseanne, is TiVo still a thing? And watch Game Over Man. So that was this week's gimmick. So thank you for listening to the gimmick. I know a lot of people, if you're out there running, you're at 14 minutes and 20 seconds. Keep digging. You're still only about a mile and a half in. Oh, God, that is good beer. A little bit of a new segment. It's very short. It's called The Tip of the Week. I can't guarantee you that I'll have a new one every week, but here's this week's Tip of the Week. If you have a lawn, let it grow long. I don't know why I hit the G so hard. That was stupid. It's good for the grass, all right? And it's good for the bees. There's a couple reasons you should do it. So it helps provide not only a hiding place for bees, but it also provides flowers, dandelions, whatever weird little flowers pop up. It's very important for bees. And bees, if you don't know, if you've been hiding under a rock, they are on the decline from colony collapse syndrome or disorder, disease, or whatever it is. So dead bees make for higher food prices. So do your part, let your grass grow longer, put your mower on the highest setting possible, and just be done with it, okay? Also, it's easier, just as a side note, it is easier if you have a dog, if you have real tall grass, it's easier to hide all the dog shit that you don't feel like picking up. So there's no reason not to, I can't think of a good reason to not let your grass grow long. Let's see here. Show notes about Roseanne. I already pretty much talked about it. It's just where we are. Like, you can't even, we're at a place in our politics now where you can't even have a show without arguing over who owns the show. We're boycotting because we don't like it. Like, that's bananas. It's not how you come together. It's just another way to spread apart. Another new segment this week, calling it the shit list. This is anytime someone crosses me, they might make it onto, this segment. So this is called the shit list. And today it features Lowe's Home Improvement. Yeah, not asking for their advertising dollars. These guys crossed me and I am not thrilled. So if you've been following on Facebook, you saw that it took me a really long time to take my Christmas lights down. A lot of that was due to travel, and a lot of that was due to weather. But the other side was that I was lazy. Okay? Lazy is not a crime. Let's just make sure we have that. So I bought these right before Thanksgiving. I hung them up, and sure enough, like maybe 10 days after hanging them up, two-thirds of the strands stopped working. So I just had one set that would work, and the rest of my house didn't. And it was like the peak on my one window. That was all I had. So it probably looked really peculiar. But anyway, I just never got around to it before Christmas. Again, there was some travel involved. I just didn't get around to getting the lights taken care of and taking them down and all that. So I go today to return these lights. And yeah, I get it. It's the last day in March. But that, it shouldn't matter, because the fact that, let me scoot back. Last year, I bought lights from Lowe's, and they filled up with, like, the bulbs, they were LEDs, and the crystal part filled up with water. So I'm not going to, they worked, but they were full of water. So I took them back last year. I said, hey, these are full of water. I'm not taking them. And they took them back, and that was cool. And I'm pretty sure this is after January 1st. So anyhow, fast forward to today, I take in my three boxes, and they wouldn't take them back. And I said, what do you mean you won't take them back? She goes, oh, we don't take anything back after December 31st. And that's bullshit, for one, because they know that people are not, most people, they're hedging their bet that most people are not going to take their Christmas lights down and have them returned by 01 January. So that's shitty on them. I said, yeah, I get that. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, you sold me a defective product. They stopped working 10 days after I plugged them in. Yeah, it's after that window. So I couldn't wrap my head around this. I said, so that's it. There's no getting around it. Well, bring me a manager. Same thing. Sorry, we don't take anything back. I said, yeah, I get that. But it's not like they weren't my favorite color or I'm trying to rip you off. They didn't work 10 days after I hung them. Yeah, sorry, we can't take them back. So I put that like strategic pause, that silent pause, just kind of like shaking my head like I was disappointed. And here's another tip of the week. They don't give a shit. So I took them. I was okay, fine. So we left the store, and in the truck, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get them. You know, I'm going to get them back. And then I calmed down. But anyway, they made it on the shit list this week. So if you have a choice between, for sure, don't buy your Christmas lights from Lowe's, because that's 2 years in a row they've stopped working on me. They're just not good. But their customer service also sucked. So, and they were very condescending about it. So let's move on to the week in review. This show just kind of feels like it's going to run long. But if you're out there running your 5K, if you're out there running a 10, you got a long way to go anyway. So just listen to me. All right. Let me have a drink of this American Pale by Pabst. It's a terrible can. I'll put a picture up. It's not good. Yeah, it's very good. All right. Week in review. I've got it on high authority that the traffic in DC still sucks. Betsy DeVos continued her downslide, I assume. I don't know. I don't think she even came up in the news this week, but I can't imagine she got any better. So keep an eye on that one. Interesting note. The word is important. It is not important. There's not a D. There's not a hidden D in there. It is T. That drives me absolutely bananas when people say it's important. I'm sure there's words that I use that I mispronounce, but important is an easy one, and it makes me cringe. This is my show. I can call people out as I want. Let's see here. What else happened? Julian Assange didn't pay his Comcast bill. Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Muffet. How about my girl Muffet McGraw? She took down Gina Auriemma and the mighty UConn women. Boy, that Gina's a real ass. And Muffet put him down last night. Went into overtime. I'm sure it was a great fight. But I was putting a toddler to bed, so I didn't get to see any of it. Tuesday was leg day. I'm not still sore. That would have been a lie. Let's see here. Oh, this is kind of fun. So I wrote down initially in my show notes, Laura Ingraham got the Bill O'Reilly treatment. But then I struck it out and I put that she got in a fight with a high schooler because at the time she hadn't actually gotten the full Bill O'Reilly. Well, she got the full bill. She took all of Bill's notes and said, I can do that too, because we've broken the glass ceiling. Laura Ingraham got in a fight with a high schooler. And then she pretended like it wasn't any big deal. And then, she got shown the door, or at least I assume she will. She's now said that she's taking an Easter break away from the show for a few days, which is code for, I messed up. I'm going to do some damage control by shutting my big, ugly mouth. And, sponsors are starting to pull away from her. So, hey, I will work for a tenth of what Laura Ingraham was charging. So whoever it is that's leaving Laura Ingraham's show, she sucks real bad. I don't fight high schoolers, and I'll do it for a tenth of the price. So if anybody out there knows, I don't know, Procter & Gamble or whoever it is that's leaving Laura Ingraham's show, she's a real unpleasant person that makes really, really bad choices when it comes to fighting. I don't. I just fight multinational corporations like Lowe's. That's a blue collar fight. I think people can get behind. So, if you're leaving Laura Ingraham, hit me up. I will do it for pennies on the dollar. Because I'm trying to launch some merch. You know, the idea. Yeah, that's right. I just let it slip. Looking to launch some merch here. I know that I'm only like 5 shows in, but it feels right. So anyway, I had an interesting conversation with Amanda this week about phrases. So when I was growing up, I always wondered where like these cool phrases would come from. And when I say cool, I really just mean trendy, because they usually were kind of douchey. But like, I remember in high school, like, the big thing was to be like, oh, he's a joke. That's a joke. Dude, you're a joke. Like, that was the big thing. And I always thought it felt real, real greasy. But even back then, I remember wondering, like, who is it that makes these things trendy? Who makes them stick? But in my head, I always had, it was like some, like, outdoor, in my mind, the picture I had was like outdoor campus high school in Malibu. Like, that was just like, that was like the proving ground. And then somehow those would go out. And I don't know how that happened before the internet. I don't know if people just called and it just took longer to get across the country, like over into the East Coast. But that was always the picture I had in my head. But anyway, I came up with one this week, and I'm hoping to make it stick. But obviously by saying that, it won't, but I'll still share it with you. It's called the live haunting. And it's that thing where, like, you fuck up one time, like one little time, and then your spouse makes you pay for it for the rest of your life. So we're referring to that as the live haunting. Let me know what you think. The other name that I was going to give it was the subprime situation, but it took too much explanation to explain, like, subprime situation. Yeah, you know, you mess up, and then you have to pay for it for the rest of your life. Amanda's like, yeah, I like live haunting better. And Amanda would never live haunt. Never. Neither would most women that I know, but I've heard tell sometimes that might cost me a sponsor. Another random thought. This is kind of a shot. I'm just going to call this a shotgun show where there's just, my thoughts are all over the place this week. Up in New England, education's pretty solid. They do a lot of things right. The one thing they don't do right is Dunkin' Donuts. I just saw Stephen Colbert earlier this week. He covered a story about Saucony. I don't know. Tell me how to say it. It's not like important. It's not that simple to say Saucony. They released a new shoe, and it's modeled after Dunkin' Donuts, and it comes like in a Dunkin' Donuts box, and it's got their colors and all this stuff. It just reminded me once more, the people that I know, and I know many of them from New England, dude, Dunkin' Donuts sucks. It's not good. Their stuff is not good. It'll do. It'll do if you need a sugar fix. If you're running late and you have to have a coffee in your body, like you have to have caffeine in your body, the coffee is not good. It's not a high quality of coffee. It's probably in the same conversation as Folgers, maybe. I would rather make Folgers in my house than get a Dunkin' coffee. Their coffee sucks. It's not good. I'm telling you right now, it is not a good quality of coffee. And their donuts, same thing. I'll eat them. I'm not saying I won't, but I'll also eat $2 cookies from Kroger. So my standard is not that high, but I'm telling you, your coffee and donuts are not that good. So stop pretending like all the stuff that comes out of, you know, the pink and purple store on every corner in New England is all that great. It's not a treat. It's not that good. Stop pretending like it is. I understand that coffee is something that is needed for life, and I like donuts, but that does not mean that Dunkin' Donuts is good. Find a local spot and quit trying to convince the Midwest that Dunkin' Donuts is good, because it sucks. More beer! I can hear Annabelle outside the studio, so if you get a little bit of that leaking in the sound, that's what it is. Tonight, 31 March, Sap Moon. Who knew that? How many moons are there? Goodness. I love stars. I love astronomy. I could stare at the sky forever. But damn, the Sap Moon is tonight. So what is the Sap Moon? Well, it's a blue moon, which, if you don't remember what that is, this blue moon is just the second full moon in one calendar month, right? The calendar that we just made up. So you get this sap moon. Well, it's because it's a good time to tap trees for sap for making maple syrup. So that's how you get a sap moon. But Jesus Christ, the red moon, the blue moon, the harvest moon, the blood moon, the full moon, the Polish moon. I made that one up. That's the sun. That's when the sun is out and Polish people are like, hey, look, the moon. It's not a good Polish impression, but I saw on my Facebook page that the Sap Moon was tonight, and I was just like, come on, man. Like, it seems like the Weather Channel, you know, they started naming storms. You know, NOAA doesn't recognize that. There's just storms. They don't name them. That was just something the Weather Channel made up so that people would tune in. Like, oh my God, it's Winter Storm Blake, or oh my God, it's Winter Storm Katrinka, or whatever. Atlas, it's always these big names. Atlas. Like, they should just start naming cars after winter storms. But anyway, if you know a certified meteorologist that doesn't work for the Weather Channel, someone that works for NOAA or the National Weather Service, ask them about naming winter storms. And they'll look at you the same way I look at people that tell me that Dunkin' Donuts is worth shit. All right, let's get into the meat of the show. 31 minutes in. I don't know, maybe you're out there running a 5K. Maybe you crossed the line by now. I should hope so, because you're an adult. You should be able to do that. Anybody out there that can't do it in 31 minutes, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Not at all. This is a very targeted comment to one person. And this is my show, so I can do that. So I'm going to get myself calmed down and have a little beer, and then we're going to get into the meat of the show. Austrian Crystal always makes American beer taste better. All right. So I'm going to call this the sunny side of MAGA. Earlier this week, I reached out to a few of my friends and I said, hey, I want you guys to like list off some of my more conservative friends. And I want you to list off some of the, objectively positive things that the Trump administration has been able to accomplish. And I won't lie, it took a minute to get feedback. But there's a couple things that jumped out that I do think we need to talk about. First of all, the dude is like objectively funny, I don't know, most of the time. His nicknames for people are, sometimes they're very good. Sometimes they're very hurtful. Sometimes they're kind of lame. But I will say that when I heard, I've talked about this, I think, before, but when President Trump referred to the Attorney General as Mr. Magoo, I spit my goddamn Folgers across the kitchen. I laughed so hard. And it was a good, real belly laugh. That was a good nickname. So that I appreciate. I appreciate that. Also, it does seem, I don't know that it's happened yet, and I'm not even sure that it will, but it does seem like bump stocks will probably be outlawed soon. Ish, maybe, perhaps. And that's good. That's, I talked about it in episode 2. Bump stocks are a waste of time. They're a waste of money. They're not responsible. I mean, I could go on and on. And oh, yeah, they also helped shoot 500 fucking people in Las Vegas. He also introduced us to Steve Bannon. I say us, like people on the left that didn't realize Steve Bannon was so disgusting and didn't tune into Breitbart all the time before. I'd never heard of him, so it was fun to meet him and then watch him get fired. That was kind of cool. So that was a good thing. But I would say by far the most important thing that President Trump has provided to the United States is this awakening of activism on both sides. It has been needed. And I remember the day after the election, my wife was not particularly thrilled with the result. And I remember looking at her and saying, you know what? I have a feeling that in 20 or 30 years, maybe 50 or 100, we're going to look back at the 2016 election and we're going to be grateful for what happened, because it is going to force us to look into the mirror and decide who we are and who we really want to be as a nation. And if that's a nation that's anti-immigration or anti-immigrant or, that is whatever. If that's who we really truly want to be, then that's who we'll be. And this, I think that this will be a litmus test. Or if we want to be a nation of tolerance and of kindness, in a nation where voting is respected. I don't necessarily think that people respected the right to vote before the 2016 election. I think a lot of people took it for granted, specifically millennials, and I am one. Also, total side note, people all the time, like the baby boomer generation and Generation X and whatever generations before us, they bitch and piss and moan about about millennial this, and they're so bad, and they're millennial that, millennial this, millennial that. Okay, that's fine. I get it. Everybody thinks that the generation after them is destroying the world. It is worth noting that you created millennials. The generations before us created millennials. So if you are so pissed, I don't know, I'd probably look in the mirror, because this is what you provided to the world, was the millennial generation. Also, we're not that bad. We're pretty good. A lot of good things. But anyway, I think that, you know, the activism that we've seen in the United States has just been so inspiring to so many people. There are, you know, every time there's a big march or a rally, like, there are so many people that show up. And I think that people understand now, and I talked about this in earlier episodes, that your vote really does matter. And it matters not only to you internally, but it also obviously can matter to the outcome of an election. And that's a big part of why we are who we are. So the activism thing has been extremely inspiring. I mean, last weekend, the March for Our Lives, goodness. I mean, it was millions of people all over the country that were, you know, that were getting together and saying, you know what, this is how we feel. And I just don't remember a whole lot of that before this time. And, you know, whether you outright support the guy or outright do not, President Trump has awoken that. And he has forced us to, you know, earlier in the episode, I talked about how politics is always in our face. Well, I think that's a lot of it is him. He has put politics in the forefront. He has made it sexy again to talk about. And, you know, you're seeing podcasts like, I don't know how many people listen to him, but like the Crooked Media folks, Pod Save America and Pod Save the World, like those guys are like a rocket. They came out a year ago and they are selling out arenas, like just talking to people about politics. So that doesn't even seem pre-2016. That's not even possible, right? So very cool to see this many people getting this excited about, you know, government. And I think it'll create a better product. Of course, there's going to be some ups and downs as it goes. And it's not going to be comfortable, but that's what growth is. My mom always used to tell me that, like, you know, both physically, but more mentally, like when you're uncomfortable, that's growth. And when you're miserable and when you're pissed off and when you just don't think you can go anymore and you just don't know how it could get any worse and blah, 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 blah. That's what growth is. And growth is generally a good. So to everybody out there that's getting more involved and paying more attention to issues and paying more attention to names in politics and where people stand, I mean, that really is, it's one of our responsibilities. I mean, that's one of the responsibilities of freedom. If the people get to decide who does the job, it is our responsibility as voters to know what it is we're voting for. And it is our responsibility to know who we are voting for to go to the job. And if that person is not trustworthy, and if that person cannot act on good faith and does not have our best interest at heart as we decide, then it is our responsibility to hold them accountable. If they're not doing what they're supposed to do, if they routinely get in front of us and lie, or they routinely put big business in front of us, it is our responsibility as voters to hold them accountable. And there is one way to do that, and it is coming up soon. Actually, it comes up more often than soon. It's all the time. There's always some election that is on its way in. So I'm not telling, I'm not... Mike Rowe had a bit, I think it's back in 2016, and he was talking about how, you know, you don't just want everybody voting. And I think he was saying that from a conservative perspective, but I would also offer that you want people making good choices. I think that's kind of the direction he was trying to go with that, and I agree. I don't think it is healthy for us to just have people voting because we think they will vote in the direction that we want. I think it is important to highlight the importance of voting. I think that's really kind of what I'm trying to say. But we shall see. This has been a fun show. I don't know that I have a whole lot left. Go watch Daniel Stern get his weenie lopped off. Go buy Pabst. Do not buy your Christmas lights from Lowe's. Do not buy your Christmas lights from Lowe's. And make sure you pay your Comcast bill. Otherwise, you'll end up like Julian Assange. So, everybody out there, have a great week. Hope you've enjoyed the show. 41 minutes. It's not too bad. That is not too bad at all. I wish I had more to talk about. But I'm done. I'm going to start putting this thing up. And I'll see you out there. So make sure you you get up in the middle of the night and go howl at the moon. And we'll see you next week. Thank you.